As part of running the CTP program, we have interviewed many translation experts in the past, so we can offer these audio recordings of these interviews to the participants within our certification program. And today, we are interviewing here Jean from Ivory Coast, who is an expert in translation. Yeah. So with that, let's get started with the interview. So Jean, thank you very much for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us. Yeah. And can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
I have 6 years professional experience as a translator. I started as a freelance translator, and later on I was a consultant with various international organizations like African International. They have their headquarters in the U.S. At Associate, also they have their headquarters in the U.S. And now I'm working with a banking institution as a translator. Banking institution is involved in the local development of African countries.
Okay, perfect. And how many languages can you translate into?
Two languages, English, French, and French to English.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
Yeah, I have a diploma in translation and translation editing from the Institute of Chartered Linguists in the United Kingdom.
Okay, perfect. And can you tell us what are the day-to-day responsibility of this job, of the translation job?
Yeah, okay, to translate documents from French language into English, and from English language also into French, ensuring the highest standard of accuracy and maintaining the spirit, content, quality, and technical language in the original version, being able to use precision in clear and proper terminology.
Okay, very good. And do you use any specific language dictionary to do these translations?
No, I don't have any specific language dictionary. What I do is that for most technical translation, I create a lexicon, you know, where I put some specific terms. When I take a medical aspect like this, I have a lexicon for the medical aspect, the medical translation. When I have something, a financial translation, I have a... Those terms, most of the times, those terms or those words in the same field of translation. This problem with the public health, you know, the public health with many American NGOs, which are in Côte d'Ivoire, in Ivory Coast, with PEPFAR program, HIV, AIDS, all that. Then most of the time they use the same words, the same terms. Then what I do is to have a specific lexicon for them, and when I meet a word that is a little bit difficult, I just check into my lexicon, or I approach them, I ask them what they want to mean by that word, and I put it in the lexicon. I think that's the way I used to manage with, I use normal dictionaries, normal language dictionaries, Arabs and all that, but I prefer those lexicon I have for every technical field I used to translate in.
I see, very nice. And yeah. And you have been in the translation industry for a long time, and right now you are certainly doing different, you know, translation projects. Can you tell us, like, what kind of work can a translator expect to be doing the first, you know, 1 to 3 years of their career?
I think as a beginner, when you start translating, what you have to do is to translate documents. You know, anything you get for translation, you translate it, you edit translations, and you check terminologies. I think for 1 to 3 years, that's what you can do for the meantime. Translate documents and edit translation and check your terminologies. And maybe if you have a revisor, you can send it to him so that he takes a look at it. If you have made some mistakes or some terms are not very clear, then he will try to put here, make some input and all that. And maybe you get experience through that before when you become a professional, then you can do the rest of the job.
Right, that sounds good. And, you know, many translators and participants with our certification program, they ask us about compensation levels in the industry. And in your opinion, or maybe, you know, for your own experience, what should a translator within the industry expect to make after working for at least 3 years as a translator?
Okay, I had a problem with that question, because when you're talking about compensation, are you talking about the salary?
Talking about what?
Are you talking about the salary, the wage?
Yes.
The translators? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, I think that, okay, I can't really tell, because this is Africa, you know, this is Africa. It's different from the U.S., it's different from the Europe, it's different from the other continents. And in Africa, I think a translator should be expecting, and most of the times, translators work in international organizations. In the international organization, they have some standards that are compared to what you people have in the U.S., what you people have in Europe. And I think $50,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
When I take a translator who has 3 years of experience, and from 7 to 10 years of experience, we can talk around $55,000. But when you take organization like African Union and ECOWAS, that is a bank for West African countries in Africa, the translators, they get more than that. But this is an average compensation I'm giving to you. $50,000 for the 3 years professional translator, and $65,000 for someone who has 7 to 10 years different professional
Right. So yeah. So it definitely depends sometime where you are located, or who is giving you the translation project. So the compensation may vary, like from time to time and place to place.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
So and for you, what is the most appealing thing about working as a translator?
Okay. I think the most appealing thing is translating official documents, because official documents, they don't take too many pages, and they are very lucrative. It means you have the perfect schedule for that, and it's also gratifying, because the people who have applied for maybe a graduate school, a marriage certificate and all that, they'll be really grateful to find someone who's experienced and who can do their job for them, you know, translate the document for them. I think translating official documents is the most appealing thing in the translation.
Right.
For me, I don't know for others, but for me, translating official documents is the most appealing. It takes much time for me, less, and I can concentrate on other things. And I'm very happy to see someone maybe who is bringing me his wedding certificate or his license to translate for him and those things, or someone who's applying for a visa, and he'll be very happy. In Ivory Coast, we all speak French, you know, and most of the times when you go for an American visa, they will ask you to go for translation. Maybe you have to translate some documents and all that, and
right.
When you translate it for the people, you are very happy, and I think it's great. We are happy to know that.
That's good.
Yeah.
And for you, since, you know, translating documents, it's the most appealing thing for you, what is the worst or maybe the most challenged part about working as a translator?
It's technical translation.
Technical translation.
Technical translation. I think there's a lot of difficulty in translation beyond the initial point of understanding what you are reading. You know, comes from wrestling with your native language. I've always considered myself to be a pretty decent writer, but expressing someone else's ideas and be true with the original while remaining smooth and eloquent is harder than it looks. And I think that's the problem I have with the technical translation. In order to be true with the original context of the document,
right.
You know, because that is someone's idea. And I think that's one of the big problems. That was the big problem, the worst I have with translating technical documents. And most of the times when you are not used to the terms and all that. Yeah.
Right. Right, that makes sense. And in your position right now as a successful translator, in your opinion, what are your top maybe 1, 2, 3 tips for translation professionals who want to have a very successful career as well in the translation industry?
I think the first tip is that you should not take an assignment that you know you do not have the ability to complete. You should not take an assignment you know you don't have the ability to complete. The more professional approach would be to turn the job down if you have no experience in those areas. Honesty, and to be honest with the client, we will go further than accepting a job and not following through. You know, it shows your own limitations and that you can be trusted. That's the first tip, you know, not accepting.
Right.
Cannot do or you cannot complete. And the second thing is to ask questions, and the most important thing is to remember that for a professional translation job is not try and assume what the client may mean, but realize that the key is to identify any issues and work together with the client to resolve them. A common mistake that people who have started in the career as a translator, they make, the beginners, a common mistake they always make is that to think that the client will be impressed by your knowledge and not
right.
ask questions when perhaps you would appear more knowledgeable if you ask questions.
Right.
I think yes, that's one mistake they make. And I think the third tip. When doing specialized professional translation, especially in the legal or medical field, you have to remember that you have to imitate the original approach that the writer used. It's imperative that the translator translate the meaning of the words and not take the literal translation, because I think a lot of people make that mistake. And how also to bear in the mind that you start as a translator and you are working in a wonderful environment. Because as for me, Jean Collard, I love what I do. You know, I love my job and I love what I do. And you have to make use of your resources. Make use of your resources. Yeah, there are out there people willing to help you and prevent you from making some crucial mistakes. I'm talking about maybe you have some elders who have been in the job for so long and they are ready to help when you really come to them. And you should know that you are doing a great business and you should be proud of what you are doing. And I think it will help to be more confident and to really be professional in your environment.
Right.
I think these are the things, these are the 3 tips for translation professional to have a very successful career.
Those are great tips. Thank you for sharing with us today. And I have one more question for you here. So, you know, in your position right now, and what recommendations would you give for someone who'd like to start their career as a translator? Do you think those would be the same tips that you just gave for us for people who would like to become like a better translator and have a more successful career? Those are the same for someone starting out a career as a translator, or do you have something else to tell us for people who are just starting in the industry today?
Okay. What I can tell them is that, translation is, you know, nothing is very easy in this world. Everything is difficult. That's what most people say, that everything is difficult. And they should know that what they are doing now, you know, is very great, because through translation you can learn a lot. You know, someone who has never worked in a bank and who used to translate financial documents or commercial documents can tell you more about what is done in the bank only because he translates, but he has not worked in the bank. Okay, then what I want to tell the people is that they should learn from their mistakes, because when you start something like this, you you, at the beginning, you always make mistakes. Even when you have 20 years of professional experience, you always make mistakes. They should learn from their mistakes. And they should be very honest, because translation, we have various aspects of translation. And when I'm talking about honesty, I'm talking about the technical aspects of the translation. You know, do not accept what you can do. Do not necessarily go for the money, because most people, they look for the money. They are not looking for the quality of the job. I think they should put more emphasis on the quality of the job rather than the money.
Right.
And this is voila. The quality of the job is very important.
Quality is important, right?
Yeah. And they should attend seminars. You know, some people, okay, they can tell you that I have a certification. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to go to school. I don't need to go for classes again. I don't need to go to this, because I'm a certified professional translator, period. I think that's very bad. You know, you should be attending seminars, workshop training, and maybe right. It will help you, yeah, update your knowledge in all so many things. And I think the last thing I want to tell them is that they can use my method or they can just leave it. But I think it's very good. You know, when you have a translation like this, a financial translation, a technical translation, it may be public health, it may be environmental, it may be legal. What you have to do is that when you face those type of translation, you take your book or you take something and you put down those terms, those words that you don't understand or that seem too difficult for you. You make your research and you put their translated version justified. And you see, you have the same type of translation and you don't need to think much. You just have to take your book and to look in and to see the word and just put it there. Because those words are very common in those institutions, all that. And but I think that to create a lexicon for every technical field of translation, and that's what I want to mean by that. Then I think that's what I can say for now.
Those are good, very good tips. Thank you very much. And
For
our one last question here, just want to ask you that, you know, many professionals pay a few hundred dollars to complete our certification program, the CTP. And I was wondering if you know, after everything you told us, if you had one last piece of advice you could provide or something you'd like to emphasize from this interview today that would be worth at least $400 to most translators over the length of their career. So do you have one last piece? Do you have like a $400 piece of advice that could provide to everyone listening to you today?
Okay. The advice I can give to them is that they should keep up with they should get the certification. You know, I've been looking for it for a very long, very long time. I've searched everywhere. It was very difficult for me to get the CTP program. Then those who have not get their certification, they should try to get their certification. It will help them enrich their career and to help them maybe when they are going to get to apply for jobs or to get opportunities. Many people can be very confident that they are going to give them a quality job. And what I can also say is about the honesty. I'll come over it again. You should be very honest. If you can't do something, don't push it so hard to do it. And they should try to learn from their mistakes also. And they should be very professional. And most of all, quality more than the financial aspect of the job. That means looking for money. They should try to concentrate, to emphasize on quality job instead of going out for money. Yeah, we are all looking for money, but I think as a matter of translation, when you do a quality job, you are proud of yourself. You are happy when you go through your translation. But then quality instead of money. Yeah.
Right. Quality is one of the most important things in the translation industry, pretty much. Right. They were good. So Yejian, thank you very much for sharing your dad with us today. And I think they'll have reached the end of our interview. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview today.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. So have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good day too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.